Hello and welcome to Dating Down God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way, and I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe
Welcome
to this
back
podcast
to
so you
Dating
don't
Down
miss
God's
a
Way. I'm
single
so excited today,
power-packed
guys. I
episode.
have one of my amazing clients with me, Aurea, and I'm going to introduce her to you all. She's an ambitious single woman that loves God without religiosity and loves to see women navigate surviving to thriving. Her name is Aurea Oluwa, fondly called Ori Moses or OM. She's an event curator. She's an international educational placement advisor. She's a woman of many talents. Welcome to Dating Down God's Way, Aurea. How are you doing today, sis?
Hi, Tolu. How
Hello.
fine?
I'm
It's a
so
pleasure
happy
to be
to have
here
you
with
here.
you.
I know. Look, we've already gone into it. Like I was literally telling guys, I was telling Aurea before this call that we tend to just go off. So I'm going to do our best to make sure that we let you have all the information that's going to help you transform the way you date. And I'm so excited to see what Aurea has to share. So Aurea, let's start with this. How has working with me through the Dating to Marry program helped you with your dating life?
Yeah, for me, working with you and I've attended the Dating to Marriage program, it has helped me to find myself. Basically, I'll say find my voice as a single woman. It's not that I've not found myself before now, but it was more clear on what it is I represented as a child of God and as a woman. And I was comfortable to just own myself, own who I am, and not dim my life, you know, based on the fact that there's also shades of when you're single at a particular age, you have also shades. So that's, DTM helped me to get to that very well. And then I was able to find my calling. Yes, with DTM, I was able to find my calling. I was able to know what I was called to do, the clarity around it. I got a clear view of what I should be doing in terms of how I want to offer myself out there to people. And it was strictly addressed to women. And that's where the surviving to thriving thing came in, you know. Then the third thing was I was able to walk through my dating history. So I was able to find myself in terms of knowing my patterns and knowing how to position myself appropriately and not just being lackadaisical around the dating space. So that's the three things that this journey of being part of Dating to Marry program, the private coaching basically was much impactful because I could learn things for myself for what it is that the journey I've gone through in dating. So those are the three things I was able to pick for myself.
No, that's, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, through the program, just even watching you transform. And like you said, you know, you were able to just seeing that light go off when it came to your calling. I remember we had conversations about it. I remember that you reached out to me after the program ended and you were so excited and I was excited. And I remember, you know, as God wills, I literally just remembered one of our calls. I just kind of threw you off with, what's going on here when it comes to your calling? Like, can you remember
Yes,
that?
yes, I remember that call. It jacket threw me off. I didn't expect we're going to have that kind of conversation. I just thought it was Dating to Marry, you know. Then why are we going to this part, you know?
Exactly. And it's just so interesting because, like, you know, the program is very, it's very Christ focused. So wherever I'm prompted, I'm with you. I had that strong prompting at that particular time on that call. I literally remember the moment. I was just, I didn't
So
plan
strong.
it. Exactly. It just came out. I was just like, okay, this is where the Lord is leading me to share and to really, you know, draw your attention to. So I'm really excited that that is coming out of you in so many various ways in how you're helping
Yes.
women. And, you know, just going back to what you said about, Learning not to dim your light. I do remember that we did a lot of work there because you have a very strong calling in different facets, and learning to step, and so do like a lot of clients that go through this program. It's like there's a calling on your lives that I tend to see that is multifaceted, and just learning to navigate that calling with the desire to also come into companionship intentionally. So given that like background, what would you advise single professional women that desire to be married? How would you advise them of, learning not to dim their light, learning to date without the pressure of society, being single at a particular age? How would you advise them to navigate that journey?
Okay, I would advise them to navigate that journey by just accepting who they are. I think that's the first thing. Accept who you are. Understand your journey. Like you always use the word unpack. Unpack your journey of why you are where you are. Once you have the understanding, it gives you a clearer vision of what you should be doing and what you should not be doing. And so you shouldn't allow anybody talk you out of or pressure you into what is not meant to be for you. And this one can only happen when you actually take your time to know yourself, to know your strengths, your weaknesses, everything around you. Then with that, you can just accept that, yes, this is where I am. If I'm an ambitious woman, if I'm this level, I'm even thriving at this level of my career or something, or in your ministry. And so that part of your life seems to be stagnant. You know that it's not because of these things you have acquired. It's because there are certain things, there are certain principles that you need to key into to realign yourself appropriately. And so I guess that's basically what any woman should be doing. You don't have to be any woman in this kind of space should not feel bad, should not let society pull her down, but should actually allow ourselves to listen to ourselves and listen to God. What God is saying to us, because this is more of not just about yourself, about what's God saying to you. And the only way you can do that is also try to constantly be in God's presence and understand what He's saying to you. And through that, you can navigate this space without being pressured. You just get to a space where you're just okay because you know what you're doing and nobody can tell you otherwise. And I think another thing is also, once you are in this kind of space, ensure you have someone that can hold your hands appropriately. Like I had to do to join the DCM was basically get someone to hold your hands so that you're assured of what you're doing is actually appropriate.
Very powerful, sis. I completely agree with you, especially like, when you are called to many capacities, you really need to accept who you are. That's the starting point. That dimming your light, like you put it, which is so accurate. I see a lot of women that have been called really struggle with this. And I'm curious, tying this back to a relationship with the Lord, which is so foundational for this discovery, what was one
Yes.
key insight in your relationship with God that dating to marry helped you identify?
I think the key thing that I could identify with my work with God and also was linked to my DTM experience was more of perseverance. Perseverance, we can call it patience and all of that. It's fruit of the spirit, be patient. And even in the DTM, it's part of those things that you learn. Be patient with yourself. Be patient through the journey God is taking you to. Be patient at the process of God preparing you for what He wants to prepare you for. So you have to be patient with yourself. So I think I've been learning that, but now DTM now brings it that even as we are telling, so it was basically like, even as I'm coaching you, you're basically telling us that even as you are coaching us, even privately, be patient with yourself. Be patient with the pace at which you're going to be changing, you're going to be evolving. You don't need to rush through the process, but just know you're intentional and you're patient. And also, it's just what has been there. I've been listening to it, I've been aware of, and it's been there all the while, and it's just aligned. Perseverance, patience. Because perseverance, finally, there's a word that says perseverance breeds success, but no, fruit of the spirit is, even fruit of the spirit was one of the things that we discussed in this year, like elaborating different ways. But now let us bring out patience. Patience was something that covers up, brings out the results in a very beautiful way. That's that ways you have results, but it's one this particular thing, patience brings out your results in a very lovely and very, glorious way. So Those
I
are things that are
agree.
connected for me.
I agree with that. Like, patience is really underestimated in the dating process, and I always like to say dating is a journey. It's not something you can just unpack all at once. It's a journey of self-discovery, and that intimate relationship with the Lord is required for that perseverance and patience you mentioned. And I do recall, like, when we're working together through the program, really understanding and being led, being prompted, in terms of how to lead you through that process when it comes to shifting the dynamics of the way you were dating. And speaking about that, how have you found connecting with men using dating to marry, using the principles and the process that you've learned? What has shifted for you? What are you finding is changing in the way you're connecting with men as a result of the program?
Well, as a result of the program, there was this part that we talked about the 5 C's: clarity, communication, consistency, connection, and compromise.
Oh, look at you. I'm so happy you remembered.
Like, how you were always ringing that thing, and sometimes you're like,
Yes.
okay, what's the 5 C's? I'm like, clarity. I'm
Exactly.
just doing what. Why? Well, I realized that if you want to move forward, better know these 5 C's. But I know these 5 C's. So it's something I know that I use it as my check, in my checkmates. It's like what I used to checkmate myself, like, okay, what is happening here? So that 5 C, the clarity, communication, consistency, connection and compromise, those things were my own, tools that I picked from the TM that's strong. Like you don't can't exhaust the whole thing. You just have to keep using it over and over and over again. You use clarity, so you get to me. So what happened to me was in the dating space. By the time I started showing up a bit better than I was before, because of course I took a break for almost 2 years, right? Just trying to get myself together. And so when I got to this part of the 5 C's, I had to be number one. Clarity was, where am I going? What was I doing all the while? Those were my clarity, journey. Okay, what should I be looking out for? How should I be looking at it? Then, and so if somebody comes to my space, I'm having that conversation with the person. I'm trying to get clarity around this old thing that we're doing, at having conversation, trying to, see if it's something we can even move into, maybe consistent as dating, casual dating, then can move to the exclusive dating, then communication, how we're communicating, the consistency of everything, and how we are interacting. Those are things that before now, I didn't care really. Just okay, we are connecting. Oh, okay, it seems like next thing. Basically, for me, I think my journey before was always from okay, not really clarity, partial clarity, then partial communication, then partial consistency, which is what a lot of us, even as a lot of women that have not gone through this journey or unpacked their journey, you are not looking at the consistency of the other person or even yourself. Are you consistent in that space with that person? Or is the other person consistent in certain things that you want for what for your dating space and how you can allow it to progress? Then you're looking at the connections. That connection was deep for me. So the connection part was where, Tolu would say you have to connect, spiritually, emotionally, physically, sexually, and mentally. It was deep because people don't say sexually because it seems like how do you connect sexually if you are not doing the do you get? But now there's a better way you can connect sexually, and you actually explain it. Of course, even before DTM, you've seen all of this on your YouTubes, on your, on Fan the Flame and all of that. But the thing is, if you now have to do DTM, you sit down to understand how it works for you and how you can figure it out, how you can connect to somebody at that space. So you don't say, so that makes me, for me, it was clearer for me that I could not say for anybody. I can't say for someone that I'm not feeling, I'm not even attracted to. Why should I? Why should I pray it out of my life and say, okay, well, it's spiritual. Well, I'm connecting with him intellectually. What about physically? Like, Tolu said, I said that story. I'm going to say it again because, yeah, it's my story. I remember I used to have someone that wasn't too tall, people that are not so tall at a point in my life. And I knew I always have a problem with it. And I'm looking at these wonderful people and I'm asking, are you sure, Toya? What's going on? Are we on the same matter? That's not a good thing. And I've advised a lot of women that once you're having that kind of question around, is just take a step back and look at that thing again. So with all of this, that kind of information, I was now, I got comfortable with what I want for myself and how God wants it for me. So I know that person has to be asked to that person all in the all like in different aspects that I've mentioned, the spiritual part, physical part, sexual part, the mental part, and the intellectual or mental part, or and also the emotional part. You know, emotionally, a lot of times we don't even pray about that. So those are things that it really helps me to know that if I'm not connecting, like the clarity there was, if I'm not connecting all of this, then I should just, you know,
Let it
I should
go.
just pause it, but let it go, or just pause and just take my time, you know, just let it go, you know. Then so because when you have, so if you see that 5 C's, the what do you call it, the arrangements, the last one is compromise. So I'm not ready to compromise when I'm not yet connecting. So my and I that was very clear. Compromise was meant to be where, you know, where I, compromise should be something that is not like a deal breaker, something that is something that I can deal with, I can adjust. And also, and I feel that compromise, the way you also, the way it was like a light bulb experience, where, you know, you're saying that when you are compromising, doesn't mean that, you know, it's not the other way around, that people say that you just, you take your eyes off certain things. No, you are compromising at a point where these things is not a big deal for you. Like, if they wake you up today, you're still not a big deal. It's something you have the capacity to adjust to. So certain that, you know, it was clear that it was not that you have capacity to adjust to. Because an example that came to me was, so if you have, maybe if you are getting to meet someone that is very loud, do you have the capacity to deal with that? Are you okay? You know, some cannot deal with it. They don't want, they don't have the capacity. For somebody, someone else is built for it. I might be a calm person, but I have the capacity to deal with someone that is very loud around me. Well, I might be a calm person and I don't have the capacity to deal with someone that is loud around me. So this might become a big issue for me when I get married to that person. And somebody else is not a big deal, you know. So that's how I understood compromise, and it was very, you know, good. Okay,
No,
so
this was no, I. Hey, Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right man, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns, all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
I love the way you broke it down because it just shows the level of understanding you have of it. And which is why I'm not even surprised at all that you have seen it, even, you've seen DTM come out in different ways in you, not only like through dating, but also in terms of your calling. Because when you get the 5 C's, when that clarity comes in, it unravels a lot when it comes to your consistency, what you're willing to compromise. Like you, I love the way you said with compromise, if they wake you up tomorrow, it shouldn't be a big deal. Unfortunately, in the Christian faith, they encourage single women to compromise a lot. They are always telling you, compromise this. Is it not a big deal? He's not tall enough. Is he a big deal? And he doesn't have this. Is he a big deal? Just manage. We're just taught this rhetoric of compromising. And it's just, I love the example you gave because honestly, like I've seen a lot of women in this space that are unhappily married, unhappily old, because all they did was compromise. They didn't do any of the other C's. And those 4 other C's are pivotal and they are the foundation of a great relationship. So I love the way you broke it down and the way like you've explained it. So let's shift into this, like talking about the 5 C's and how it's giving you a different perspective and it's changed the way you connect with men. How has it helped you enjoy dating, like since going through DTM? And guys, DTM is Dating to Marry. We just call it DTM, for abbreviation purposes. But since going through the DTM process, how have you started to enjoy dating as a result of it?
Well, as a result of DTM, I'm still enjoying DTM from a standpoint of it's basically I've just been trying to see how I can connect with the right people. With DTM, I've been able to see counterfeit prospects. Maybe that's what I can use. So I'm able to, with what I with the 5 C's, I'm able to know who is not the real man in a different context, but and also who is an unreal man. So you don't waste your time. So I'm having conversations, but I'm not having conversations to get married. You know, the coaching is dating to marry. So a lot of people might come into DTM thinking, oh, when I get into DTM, yeah, the miracle of marriage just happens. Wow. No, because I think it's something that just it makes it, what it does to you is that it gives you a light, a very clear view of people of your dating space. So when I'm talking to a man, I'm having conversations, I'm trying to see how we are compatible in different ways, but I'm not expecting that it's going to lead to marriage. I'm just observing. So I'm very intentional. I'm not losing myself. I'm actually observing, just the way he also is observing me. So I'm very that I'm aware, unlike before that you are thinking that because you're conversing with a man, someone is calling you regularly or is just with you, then your brain is just going, oh, maybe he likes me. Then you have this girl talk, or oh, he likes you, oh, he calls you regularly, that means he likes you. Oh, he does this for you, likes you. Oh, he sends you a gift in your office. Oh, he likes you. Yes, he likes you, but what level of likeness does he like? Like, I don't know if that's the right word. What level? At what level? He might just enjoy your company, he might just like your intellectual conversation with him. You see, it's clearer than before. So you're not just having that, oh, and I don't have that sitcom. So another thing that with that, I don't have that part where I think I learned that from DTM too, which you were emphasizing then. I don't sit down with friends again and be having gist of. This guy called me. Guess what? I don't have that just again. Like, I don't sit down to have that just. I mean, only all just that I have with few, very, very few, two or three friends that are close is just to say, oh, see this. I've made my decision. I'm not going to ask them, oh, can you help me look at this man? Is he okay for me? Those were the things that, you know, I'd done at a point in my life. And I realized that those were not right because it shows that I never was comfortable with this person. But I'm trying to find affirmation, validation from people to tell me that the guy was okay. Then finally I allow myself to say, oh yes, let's get on with this relationship. And I'm like, what am I doing here?
No, but that's like it's just so interesting how a lot of the dating process, you know, as you were breaking this down, which I'm so glad already the way you're breaking it down, because you know it's just also showing me like the level, the depth of understanding that has gone through you through the process. When you said that, oh yeah, he's sending texts, calls, flowers, whatever, gifts. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't translate the way you expect. A lot of women don't get that. They just don't get it. They just assume. There are a lot of assumptions around men's actions without any clarity around what it means. So that distinction you just made was so powerful because, you know, as you're listening to this, I want you to ask yourself, what is the actual evidence to back what you think is going on with those men or that man, however the case may be? Because part of the issue when you commit, you know, just like you said, without getting any clarity, without any communication, is there's just going to be confusion. And then the friendship element, I'm so glad you touched on that. You know, sharing everything and anything with so many people is something I don't encourage my clients to do. I don't encourage my clients to do it because at the end of the day, the decision you're making, I'm not even sure why you're making it.
Making it, yes.
You don't know how
Just
you grow.
yes, yeah, it's almost like a
Exactly.
cobweb. You're just
You're just
entangled in that thing.
exactly. So it's
You're
so
basically
interesting.
forcing yourself out of it, and you're not. It's just a funny experience.
Exactly. No, I remember when we were talking about this, and I remember like we had a couple of conversations, and I'm so glad that you know you brought it up because a lot of women will be going through because we as women we like to connect emotionally, we like to talk about guys, we like to talk about okay, he did this, he did that, but you need to be careful with the way you share that information and with who you are sharing it with, and if they're in a position to even advise you at all to begin with, let's just be clear. So it's great that you mentioned it. And speaking about that, what is one key skill that you think all godly single women should learn when dating to marry? I mean, there are a lot of skills, you know, just going through this and what you're sharing. I'm just like, look at Ore. Ore is dropping gems left and right and stuff. But like, if you were to say one key skill that you think all godly single women should learn when dating to marry, what would it be from your perspective?
Think what every godly woman should do, a single godly woman should do at this stage when it's trying, is to be courageous. I think it sounds funny, yes, courageous. That means, for me, courageous means, in this case, means that they should be able to stand on what their belief, on their values. They shouldn't try to stay behind the scene. So they should learn to be bold to say what they don't want, say no when is a no, say yes when is a yes, stop managing. Okay, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the word. A lot of times, a lot of godly single women are managing. So, whether from whatever background you are coming from, or whatever issue of religiosity, church stuff that you've been imbibed in, you've been trained, you've been baptized in from the time you were born till, it just that managing spirit. Learn to be bold to follow whatever your instinct, any instinct you have, try to take a pause and look through it. It actually might mean something in a direction. Don't argue with it. Learn to be courageous to say no. Learn to be courageous to say yes. When is a yes on anything? If it's a no, say no. Don't have that conversation with a man or with a date or a toaster when you know that from what you're saying is not making any, it's not connecting any form. Just let it go. Why do you have to keep having conversation and you're not, why should we, So I think that's what I can say. Being courageous, bold, being bold to say, let your yes be yes or no be no. Don't be in the middle.
And that's really powerful because a lot of women are dating in the middle, literally dating in the middle. That's how, if you're listening to this, that's how you got into that situationship.
Situationship, exactly. Okay, never wipe situationship. What would give you? Ooh, how is the situationship? You're the situation of your life. Is
Exactly.
that
Situation of your life. I like it. But
the
you're right, 100%. That's how you got there. That's how you got into that confusion by staying in the middle. And you can't be in the middle, like you just rightly said, you have to be courageous about it. You have to be able to. And what's so funny is if you aren't able to make a decision for yourself, do not expect that man to be able to make a decision about you either. So it's very important that whatever you want, you are available for it. You can't say that you want something and when they are calling you to come and get it, you're not available. So of course you can't receive it. And I like how you are giving a very practical skill that they need to apply because courage requires action. You can't be courageous and indecisive. Courage requires you to make a decision and to say, like you said, I'm going to stand on this. Whatever happens, this is my choice. And speaking about that, it's just about learning to choose, and that was part of the DTM process, showing you that you have the ability to choose.
To choose, yes, that was one thing. That's where the career, yes. We're always saying emphasizing on choosing. You don't have to. A woman has the right to choose. We are always thinking that we have to stay, sit down in a corner, and the guy will have to say, hi, all right, you're the girl for me. I'm like, oh, praise the Lord. Jesus has answered my prayer.
Oh
Wonder.
my God,
My
you're
God.
funny.
That's off. You used to wear girls where we say this thing and we're like, praise the Lord, all that stuff that we do, so
Honestly.
it's annoying. So that means basically you should be waiting. And I've had experience where some elderly women, like you said before, they just come, hey, call the person now. He's not
Honestly.
calling, you do this. It's just because it's quiet. Excuse me, quietness,
No, it's so interesting. I think we've all been there, like the elderly women. That's a whole other conversation. But we've all been under that. But
So
I
in
feel
case you are
that.
pressured with that, just be courageous. Tell them no.
Exactly. Politely get yourself out of there. You're not alone, sis. We've literally all of us have been there. Like it's just one of those things that you do not let confuse you. And
hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the dating to marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
And, you know, speaking about like professional women like ourselves that are, you know, that are busy, intentional, I want you to really share why you think this process, you know, from your experience as a career-driven woman that is confident in her abilities, that knows exactly what she wants. Why did you decide that, you know what, I want to go through the dating to marry process?
Okay, yes. One thing, okay, let me start with, let me just say, okay, one of the reasons I decided to go into dating to marry process wasn't, we know we didn't start with dating to marry. It was
Yes.
wife in
Wife
waiting.
and
So that's a process too. So that's a wife in waiting. Then there was a dating to marry so that people understand why that was deeper. So you had a wife in waiting, that was a group thing. It was okay, we're connecting, but you realized that you needed to have a one-on-one where your personality and your dating journey can be addressed appropriately. It's quite different. Because now you can connect to me, you can say, oh, this is what already does this way, you know, because over the months that we spent together, you were entering into every areas of my life,
I
you
was in your
know.
business already. I was
At that point, that's why I say you need someone to hold your hands and, you know, just say, okay, this, if you're in a group, you'll still talk, you'll still have all of that, but
It's not the same.
it's not the same. So why would someone like me, an ambitious woman, a career-driven person, come into? Because I realized that, come, we go for business, this, that, financial, that, this one, that. But there's something more I think I needed to take my time to understand. If we've been doing this journey of dating and somehow with all of our Christian, strong, love God, all of that, something is still not aligning appropriately, then we need to take a pause and look at things. And,
Different.
you know, submit ourselves to certain, you know, teaching, mentorship, all of that, you know, and that's it. So when you feel you're in a space, you should learn. As an ambitious person, I feel what led me to be to this was I just realized I needed to submit myself to my relationship. Like, I need to grow my relationship appropriately. I wanted to build an healthy relationship, and I wanted to have an healthy relationship with myself too. So those two, I didn't want to be having an healthy relationship with myself. And also understanding how to have a healthy relationship in that leads to an intimate, you know,
Relationship.
relationship that now leads to marriage. You want to get it appropriately well. You don't want to just be like every other person that just kabash and still they see I'm missing it, because this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing regularly around us a lot of, like, you know, of course, divorce cases around us, not even that, people not dating appropriately and all of that. But I want to make sure that I wanted to have a healthy number one, I wanted to have a healthy transition for my toxic experiences, you know. And number two, I wanted to ensure that I needed to understand the principles that were not being taught in the church environment, but by Christian community that, you know, gone out there to understand it better, and they are focused on relationship just to get it appropriately well, you know. And that was it for me. And for me, DTM, for me, you know, doing wife and waiting and come to DTM was because it was not just going to touch just your dating space. It was going to touch every areas of your life. And that's what happened. So I got into wife in waiting. I got transformed more, understood myself, accept myself. I was able to start owning my voice. When I got to DTM, I was able to now understand how I should appear in the dating space appropriately, better than just in the general space, in the way it works for me with my own kind of career.
No, that's brilliant. And I love how you articulated it because this is exactly what Christian professional women are failing to understand. Any area in your life that you want to develop needs your attention. You need mentorship, you need some form of coaching. It can be fitness, it can be finance, it can be business, and it can also be relationships and dating. And I love how you were able to articulate that. You wanted to see a healthy transition in this area. So you wanted to make sure that you were exposed to the right principles for that to happen. And the truth is, you know, if you've noticed that there's, and if you're listening to this, if you've noticed you're in a pattern, the reason you're in that pattern is clearly because you don't know how to get yourself out of it. So that means that you need someone to be able to walk you through that process to see a shift. It's kind of like if I want to see a change in my diet, nutrition, I take up fitness, I get a coach to mentor me and to help me through that. And guys, it's a secret, like honestly, just speaking plainly, any area personally that I need, that I want to develop, I just find a coach because I want to get there as quickly as possible. It is a hack of life. You want to get there as quickly as possible. So find someone that knows exactly how to get you to where you want. So it was very clever and smart of you to approach it from that way, Ore. And the
Yeah.
way you also, I want to touch on something else, the church environment. Unfortunately, they don't teach these things. You know, sometimes I'm in services because I tend to move around quite a bit. And
Yeah.
when they are talking to singles, it can just frustrate me. I won't lie to you. I'm just like, what are you saying?
Say, I
Oh goodness, it frustrates me, or
of
I won't even lie to
course,
you.
I
Oh
can relate.
my
I didn't even know that you have to say that some more. Like, even try to, yeah. And I think my own pain is always even the focus on women a lot. Like, why
Oh
me
yes.
should do? And they turn into, I had an experience. I went to one, I went to a church, one of my old churches. And as I appeared, someone that knew me back then now goes, "Oh, all right, how are you?" And I said, "Fine, sir." And he goes, "What is happening? Beautiful sister like you, why are you hiding yourself?"
Can you
And I'm
imagine?
like, hiding yourself, I don't understand.
Oh,
So
how
it
did you get
mean is my showing up outside the church and say, "Hey, everybody, how are you
there?
doing?" Then you get to know that, yes, my husband is coming. Like, can we just have a break?
You're so
And
funny.
I just said, "Okay, yes, sir." He said, "Show up more. Let's see you more. I want to see your beautiful face so that I know the brothers can see you." I said, "Yes, sir."
Clueless.
And I took
Just
my
clueless.
walk.
Honestly, that's the best way to handle it. I don't even. You handled it very well. Like I don't even. It's just interesting because this is the work I do. So my brain goes
Yes.
20 places at once. I'm thinking about. I'm looking at the congregation. I'm looking at the young women and thinking, oh goodness, this is the programming that they are going to need to unlearn, and they hear it
Lots.
every single Sunday,
It's a
every
lot.
single
I'm
Sunday,
telling you, every single Sunday is just a lot.
back to
And
back to back.
what you know what pains me more? A lot of prayers. All right. Now that we're gonna have a lot of prayers online and all of that. I'm tired when women are always putting. I'm not saying you should not pray. I don't know. Like now,
No.
if people should go and even listen to your prayer. That prayer stuff, prayer convention, I'll talk about it. It's something that anybody that doesn't have it, please go and get it. In case you're not even doing DTM, just go and get that prayer. You know, that prayer stuff that Tolu has. You see, the prayer for getting your husband, it's one of those prayers that they're praying. I'm sorry, in the
It
church,
is,
it's a good one, it's
but
deep.
it's not the same.
When you pray yourself, you ask yourself, "Am I ready for this journey, or I need to do
It's
something more?"
not the same.
You know, seriously. So that it makes you think. So that I stop putting prayer points in platform this year. Please pray for me. Have you sorted other things in your life? Have you actually sorted out other 8 things? Have you actually come for DTM to really understand what you're not doing right, actually?
Exactly.
Because everybody just goes, "In Jesus' name, I want to pray for me this year." And every time the prayer point, I'm sure the pastors would have been tired by now because I'm showing the open prayer point. The single women. I don't
Like,
see where single brothers put prayer points.
no, they
I should
don't.
ask people
They
because I
don't.
don't
I've not
know.
seen it. I've not seen
But
it
our
either.
single women, God bless all of you. I appreciate. Sorry that I talk about it, but you always put in prayer point. Over. Are you see what we are talking? They are coming to be found that day.
Exactly. And for those that don't know, like Wife in Waiting is our group coaching program where, I walk women through just the basics of dating so they have an intricate understanding. And Dating to Marry is 101 where we do deep work so that you can uncover yourself to make sure that you attract your husband. And the prayer convention, we host the Wife in Waiting prayer convention every year. Very powerful, 3 nights of prayers. And what happens is these are very specific, targeted, spirit-filled prompts that deal with making sure you are spiritually aligned for marriage. We've had so many testimonies from
Yeah.
so many testimonies from
You know
different.
the one that struck me last time. Sorry that you'll have to say
No, go
that. It
on,
was that
please.
one I was telling you that I prayed for. I'm sorry, when you join that prayer convention, you see yourself praying 5 hours. You wonder that what prayer for marriage, God have mercy. But that's it. It's different because yourself you have to think about. So that one that was quite interesting when you said about the roots
Yes.
was where roots uncovered
His feet.
brass feet. Yeah. And the way you took it and saying that. You know, gosh, you should pray that God should give you a man that will be vulnerable to you, that will actually trust you, that is actually comfortable. Yeah, that's the word, comfortable to be vulnerable to you. You know that some women don't know this thing is deep. A lot of men are not vulnerable to their wives. Yes, they put your pictures everywhere, they put you on social media, but many things they're not saying to you. Have you prayed about it ahead of time? That she marry a man that's comfortable to be vulnerable. It's not easy for men to be vulnerable. So if you meet a man that is vulnerable, and God has prepared you to have capacity to actually receive that vulnerability without shading him, oh my God, don't know, that is a grace, really. That was something I just mentioned. That's like a double grace. If you're not praying about somebody be vulnerable to you, and I say, you hold it, then one day you know it's not like it's not, it didn't mean to, but something will happen in the journey of your marriage, and something, you just start slipping that thing out. But it takes God for a man to be vulnerable. A lot of men, okay, let me give you a
I
quick
love
one
one.
to Lucha. It can help people. So recently, one of the dating things, you know, one of the things I told us in dating in DTM was also try to go on the online dating app. Of course, at first, it was looking like God, fornication, sexual, you know, all sorts of things, you know, about online dating. Like, why in my life? I never thought I would be, you know, but it's not evil. Is now this is where we are, this is our generation, so it's quite different. So I fi finally getting there. So recently, somebody was chatting with me, very nice, pleasant, speaking respectfully. I was feeling the communication. Yeah, the word. I was feeling the communication. I was not feeling the connection. Communication. So you know, there's one day, and you know, one thing told you said before you start, you know, before you even go on your online book,
Take
anything,
him to God.
always stay in the presence of the Lord. It's very important. You don't know why. It gets why. Let me speak in pidgin, you know, that's it gets why. But so presence of the Lord. So this is in my is there. So I got back again to this my online thing. I'm like, okay, God, I'm talking to as I'm chatting, I'm saying, God, expose, God, show me, don't let me get into, you know. And I'm praying. One day, just 2 weeks after this, I just got a message, a long epistle from this guy, and it was, I really love talking to you. So nice talking to you. I really enjoy you. You're so intelligent. I like your aura and all of that. But actually, I'm married. I just want to have someone that I, you know, I can have that nice time with. Like this guy gave me an epistle. Did he need to give me an epistle? No,
No.
now. What? I've not said anything. Now I've not said anything. It's just prayer. Some of you don't know when you do these things. I just laughed. I didn't say more than I just was looking at the chats, and the chats were looking at me. I'm looking at the chat, and chat looking at me. Of course, what happens 2 days after when I know, of course, it took himself. I'm not, so I'm like, some women will see this. This guy comes to an online dating app. Excuse me, for all you care, I'm sure his wife is posting picture of him and her and the husband
Happy family
somewhere on social. I'm
moment.
saying my husband. And for all you care, he has shown so much love to his family. You see, these things that we joke with, and we
Yes.
don't like you to pray that God should give you a man that is comfortable, that actually likes you. That's a prayer part in prayer. That's a man that actually likes you, and it's not thinking. There are a lot of people that I have that were like friends or had interest in me. I'm sure I have seen a lot of girls. Some of these guys are still saying they wish it was you. Which they be wishing that it was still you. Okay, let's go to the
I
next.
know, I love the way it's just so powerful to see how your process is helping women that are listening to this, right? Like we've just unpacked so much here. And to balance this out before we move to the next question, prayer has a place, and it's important that you know where and how to pray. Like Aura said, I literally walk all my all my clients, they know, take that man to God. As soon as, in fact, the connect, whatever you are feeling, just carry him to God. That's something I tell my, look at what happened now. Like whatever the Lord did, that man started writing a pistol. Like, and I love how you said I was looking at it, because you know where that came from. You know it's because you prayed. You know it was that revelation.
I
But
will.
there is a practical part of dating that needs to be paid attention to, which we've uncovered on the first half of this call. So there's a partnership. Faith without deeds is dead. James 2:26, one of my favorite scriptures. Your prayer needs you to participate. You need to participate. Your prayer needs participation. And for that to happen, you need to be practical. So if you like, be staying, I don't know, wherever you want to go, be doing fast prayers and all of that without participation, without self-reflection, without actually doing anything. Do not be
Yes,
surprised if you stay in the same place.
exactly.
Don't be
Exactly.
surprised.
And it's not a matter of just bridging. You know, a lot of us are, there's a lot of prayers everywhere. Today, that challenge, tomorrow. I'm not saying that I should not join this thing or do a LFP, let me call it whatever name I want to call it. You
One.
know, for you to actually have your own moments, because that's where you get your
Exactly.
light. Anything around that comes will be a confirmation to things you've been dealing with in the presence of God, not the other way around. So we
No,
hope it
so
helps.
powerful. Of course. Oh, we've covered on.
Hey, Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're ready to learn how to date like a wife and the different stages of marital manifestation, yes, there are stages to manifesting your marriage. Apply for the Wife in Waiting program. In Wife in Waiting, we have a group coaching structure coupled with our curriculum and global community of sisters to anchor you on the path to dating for your own marriage, like the woman and wife God has called you to become. The link to apply to the Sisterhood of Wife in Waiting is in the show notes. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufalode.com. That's tolu@tolufalode.com if you have any inquiries about the Wife in Waiting program. Let's get back to our episode.
I love the fact that we covered a lot. I'm going to ask one more question and I want to see where this is going to lead us. But speaking about pressure or anxiety around dating, you know, pressure from church, from family, from friends, age, everywhere, just pressure. Like, what's one major advice that you'd give to a single woman that is anxious because of this pressure? You know, whatever her situation, maybe she's newly divorced and she's afraid that she'll never marry again. Maybe she's older than she thought she would be and she's still not married. Maybe she's dealing with a situationship and she's unclear as to how to get into a relationship, but just pressure and anxiety mixed into one very uncomfortable experience. What would be your advice to her?
Oh, yeah. So my advice to such person would be for her to love herself. From my journey and for what I've also shared with people, when you get to a space as a woman where you love yourself, not love your fashion, not love your beauty, but love you and who God has called you to be. Meaning that sometimes people ask questions of, oh, I don't know what God has called me to, but no, you just love you, love the aura of Ore. I just love Ore. Ore is just that girl that, you know, you see all of the things, you're negative, you're positive, you just love that. Okay, thank you. I like myself. I love all of this thing that I am. Makes me so special. And the negatives about me, I'm evolving. You have to love yourself deeply. So when you love yourself deeply, it takes us to that place where you become a secured woman. So a lot of times when you're not secured as a woman, then this anxiety increases more. You know, so number two, I think is for you to also take your time to look at yourself and ask yourself, why are you anxious? Why are you scared? Are you afraid that you can't give birth to a child? I guess that was always the first thing that comes to most of the women, and that's what they tell you. Your age, your biological clock is clicking, you won't have a child. I think that's one of the major. The next thing is basically the pressure of you're not respected, especially if you're a divorcee, it's so bad. Like, of course, you know, even in the church. They're already disowning you. You already feel like a stranger right there in the church. Nobody is loving you. There's no love. You can smell it that they are judging you. And so you need to, that's why you have to find love. That's even if you do this, if you come to and do your DTM and you don't take your time to unpack and say, I love myself. I love my process. I love the journey I've gone through. It was not for my destruction. It was for my recovery. It's deep. It's for your recovery. Once you start getting yourself in that space, that whatever journey you've gone through, ignorantly or non-ignorantly or, you know, intentionally, it was just for a journey. And because you're not just a, you're not, we're not going through this, you're not coming to this space on your own. You're not coming to say, God, this journey I've gone through. So how should we do going from here? And I think that's what you need to do as that's a woman. So if you're anxious, first find yourself, love yourself, forgive yourself. You know, that's what actually kills us as women. So when if you've gone through terrible, terrible experiences, divorce situation, broken engagement, broken for those that had issues of dating, broken relationship, or introduction, all those things that maybe even need introduction. you've done all of those things, and it's almost like right there and there, it's out of, you feel like the whole world's going to come and judge you. Forgive yourself for finding yourself in such situation. So I think apart from loving yourself, you must also learn to forgive yourself. Because when you forgive yourself, you come to a space of peace. So this peace does not mean that everything is peaceful around you. No. This peace that comes to you is more of, I'm just fine with all of this journey. And if everything around me looks like it's going round and round and round, I know that somehow I'm going to use what is inside of me to turn this back to how I want it to be. So I feel you need to have that love yourself, forgive yourself, then also find a community where you can, find healing, healthy healing. So you need to have a support system. Like, the Bible, that part of the Bible that says that you need to fellowship with the brethren. So you need to find your own brethren. What kind of brethren do you need at this time? You don't be with friends that be saying, ah, you know how they do it. They say it in they start abusing the person. Ah, that your foolish husband. See, you don't need all of those kind of stuff around you. You don't need people like that. You need to be with people that are just trying to align you to, to the right path and helping you to see that you are trying to heal, are trying to become a better version of yourself. Then also with that, the anxiety, you gradually see yourself getting better and better and comfortable. So you need to first love yourself. Number two, forgive yourself. I think number three, it's also, find God, seek God, like let God be like your food, what you have to take regularly. Normally, everybody's always hungry, you want to eat something. Let God be that kind of thing in your life that you can't do without, because it's there that you find your peace. It's in His word that you find your peace. It's not in listening to a love song or, I don't know, listening to a banter around broken divorce. No, you need to just find your space around God. Then find a community that can help you. Find the right community. If you're the church you are is not helping you, or whatever Christian community you are, they are not helping you, please find another community that is faith-based that can help you, like a WIW, wife in waiting, or then you can join the d dating to marry, program, so something like that. So I
That
hope
no,
that.
like you've definitely hit on a very important nail, forgiving yourself. Because when I work with just in this work, I see exactly what you said. I see a lot of women struggle with that. And I'll just summarize, I'm sure this podcast episode has blessed all of you. Like Aura was Aura dropped a lot. And I want you to make sure that you share it with your sister friends, whoever the Lord kind of lays it on your heart to share with. Make sure
I
you share
will.
with them. But the thing is, forgiveness is a journey. So do not expect to love yourself overnight, forgive yourself overnight, but start the journey. Take responsibility. Stop pointing fingers. Take responsibility. Like, you know what? My happiness is my responsibility. So what can I do from where I'm currently standing to make that happen? You may not be strong enough to take that journey by yourself at the beginning, which is where support comes in. And I love that Aura mentioned that, that's why I started Wife in Waiting. That's why it's because I know how isolating the Christian journey can be for women. That is how Wife in Waiting started. That our watch word is literally iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27:17. Because having that anchor, it could be your church, it could be, like Aura said, another Christian-based community. But just being around that space, it does something to you. It helps. Even if you're not doing anything, just being there, you've already made a shift in where you are. But this was a great conversation, Aura. You see, guys, I told you we tend to go off and time has just much. I know a lot was said, and I just thank you for sharing. And it was truly a pleasure working with you and to continue to participate in your journey. It's really I love seeing how you're just growing. And if any of our sisters that are watching this, any women want to reach out to you, I'm gonna put Aura's information in the show notes so you can follow her, you can reach out to her and learn more from her. She's truly a force of knowledge. Thank you, Aura.
Thank you so much,
We enjoyed
Sulu. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for being my coach,
No, it was a
my intimate
pleasure.
coach.
Thank you
And she
for
will
being my
pray for me.
friend.
Even when you have issues, Sulu will take it and she'll pray. It wasn't, it was cool. It was very, very cool. And it was liberating. So thank you. Thank you for that time. I don't know how God just graced you with that energy to
My
accommodate all of that and all of your own career. It's good. So
career
you
journey, I
should,
know.
yes, by our journey. It's just God. It shows when God gives you an assignment, He gives you the grace. to
Truly.
just keep. Yes, that what it's actually should. So
This
well
was.
done. I'm praying for you. Always praying for you, my man.
Thank
And you
you,
need all the
sis.
prayers
I
because
know,
they're out there. They
I
are out there.
know. But thank you so much. And guys, make sure you like, share this episode with a sister friend. And I'll share all the information for you to, follow Aura in the show notes. Until next time, guys. Bye.